On this episode of Up and Coming with Raven Fox and Bare Naked, we discuss some hot new GWA voices, as well as Tarkus Trooper's script, I'm Begging You to Beg Me, and the performers who read it. Links to all things we mention will be posted so you can follow along if you like. Please comment on and upvote this podcast to encourage us to do more of them. On Up and Comers, we'll be meeting some newly verified Gone Wild audio performers that caught our ear and piqued our interest. All the people we mention have verified and contributed at least one audio to the community so far. So check them out and show them some love to encourage them to contribute more.
Tark mention number one. In the intro, no less.
I know. Okay. All right, before we get started, we have noticed that a...
No, leave it there. Leave it in there.
Okay. Editing's for losers. You're right. All right, we've noticed that a lot of new people are posting audios that are so quiet... It makes them very, very difficult to hear, and therefore very difficult to review. Audacity is the program we recommend. It's an open source program, and you can amplify your track by highlighting the area that needs to be louder, or the whole thing, clicking effects, and then amplify. I recommend any noise reduction you want to do before amplifying. Try amplifying in 5 decibel increments until you get to the volume you want. But if you decide that that's not enough, undo that last amplify before you try a higher dB, and you do that by clicking Edit and then Undo, or just hitting Control and Z. If you're not using Audacity, please, please, please find out how to amplify with your program of choice. More Audacity tips and tricks, including how to export as an MP3, are located in Casty's Guide to Getting Noticed on GWA, by way of links to other posters who have shared their Audacity knowledge. And you can find Cassie's post in the links section of this podcast. And any questions you might have should be posted probably on GWA Backstage. Speaking of, have you subscribed to Backstage yet? If not, do it.
Do it.
Get to know your favorite audio performers better and have fun posting non-erotic content there. Okay, now on to up-and-comers. Da-da-da-da. Our first one is Adam's Apple. Now, he has a sexy little accent, and I'm not sure from where. Oh, you know what? He answered. I do know where. I sent him a PM and asked him because of what Malort said about how I always say this is a sexy accent, nice accent, but I never know where they're from. So, since he was the first one that I was making notes about, I'm like, oh, well, I'll just send him a PM. And he answered me. He's such a sweetheart. He is Portuguese. So, that is where his sexy accent comes from. Okay. His sexy Portuguese accent. He submitted a short fap, and he is very, very growly.
Yeah, faps are great for new people to jump right in there if they're brave enough.
Yeah.
Makes them braver than me. I have not done one yet.
You're never going to do one.
yeah, of course.
It would be dead air.
Dead air, exactly. I am the sex ninja, after all.
Yes, the sex ninja. No one ever hears you coming.
That's right.
Adam's Apple didn't get... This really bothered me. Adam's Apple did not get one single comment on his fap. And I have to think it's probably because of the time of the day he may have posted it, because he sounded very nice. But at the time we started researching, he had 125 listens, but not one single comment.
Now, come on, people. That's no way to make someone feel welcome. We are usually a very friendly community.
Mm-hmm.
This just happens to be one of those times. But
kind of slipped under the radar.
Rule, yeah. As a general rule, if you listen to an audio, give the performer a good job or sexy stuff or wow or something. And always remember to upvote it. If you cared enough to listen in the first place, then... it caught your attention at the very least.
Right.
So, unless there's something that just makes it so you can't.
It doesn't matter. There's nothing that can make it where they can't upvote.
That's
true. If you listen, understand that they put that out there for you, and you should upvote it, even if it wasn't your cup of tea.
Okay.
Just upvote it. Everybody deserves upvotes.
Okay, I guess we should end the soapbox now.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome, Adam's Apple. And you can find the link to his first post and go post a comment in the comment section, in the links section of this post.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So next we have Aural Explosion. Editing is for losers. All right. Aural Explosion. He had to verify twice because the first time he forgot the date. But in that one, the one that he forgot the date in, he called us darlings and I was hooked.
Yeah. I love his name. You know, he started out shy, but submitted 5 audios in his first 9 days.
Yes, that is that's impressive. And he's very romantic. He did this romantic, like, snuggly, schlick instruction, or FAP audio, kind of a combination. And he called it early morning pleasure. I loved those whispery moans and those shaky breaths.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And I have to have some respect for him because, you know, he's one of those guys that understands the power of snuggle.
Yes, that is very important. He also did a really sweet, sexy story about making love to his girlfriend at her parents' house when they were in the next room. And again, he was just so quiet and in those shaky breaths. So, and yeah, he's done, since then, I haven't listened to the ones since then, but he's done others kind of following up on that where he's talking about his girlfriend and he's so sweet. He's just so sweet. Yeah. He's cute. All right. So now we have, oh, hey, it's JJ. I like her name.
Yes, I know.
And so far, at the time we were taking notes, she only did the accent challenge, but she was so funny. She was like making sentences out of the dirty words.
Yeah, and she said baby in such a sexy voice. But then she giggled all over herself and said it couldn't be sexy. Well, it was. Uh-huh. Giggles can be sexy too, as long as they aren't overdone.
That's right. Or forced. Yeah. And she challenged everyone to guess her accent, and she offered bonus points if they guessed correctly. Now, I'm not sure what those points are redeemable for, but if it's some of JJ's attention, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. I'm going to make a guess.
Well, so. she asked you to, so that would be okay.
But see, that'd be cheating, because she actually confirmed what her accent was in the comments, and I already knew, so I don't want to say. Okay. Don't read the comments, but guess her accent. Yeah, she's adorable. Okay, then we have Foxy Listens. Foxy!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's very husky with a cute accent. And again, I forgot to... I don't remember where from. I don't have a guess. She's already a great performer. I could hear her getting caught up in the script that she did, which was a morning surprise. It's a great script by that other girl you want, by the way.
Yeah, and until you told me it was a script, I thought she was just improvising.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking, you know. Great acting skills.
Very, very.
This also makes it a good, really good script by that other girl you want, too.
Yeah, it does. Because it can be performed without it sounding like a script. That is the mark of a really good script.
Yes.
It sounds so natural.
Yeah.
I think people should start throwing Foxy Listens some scripts because she's only going to get better. And she says she's not ready to flesh out a script yet. So if you have a pretty complete, extensive script that she'll just blow it out of the water. And she can improv a very nice orgasm. So Foxy, my girl. Oh, I love that Foxy. Okay. Foxy Listens. We're listening to you, Foxy. All right, then we have Candide or Optimism. Oh, my God. He did Blowing the Ghost.
Oh, that was hilarious.
It was so funny. I was laughing my ass off, and yet I was strangely turned on. He sounds so sexy even when he's being funny. And this is a brilliant performance.
Yeah, and he also did some scripts by Not in Control, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, called Mouth 1 and Mouth 2. You really couldn't tell he was reading a script.
Yeah, there's another one. He's got some great acting chops. He's sexy as hell. But I really want to see him do more humor scripts because that Blowing the Ghost, oh my God, that was so funny.
So do you have any script suggestions?
Yes, I do. I'd like to see him try one of Cassie's humor scripts. I'd really like to hear him do the ID card or the voicemail strikes again. And if he's interested in doing something intense, I'd really like to hear his take on Sunset by Tatter Jack.
That's, yes.
Yeah, that's our feature script next week, by the way. So, and if he'd like...
Well, and it's companion piece for The Other Gender.
Yeah, Midnight. We're going to feature Sunset at Midnight. So if you're a lady and you would like to get in on this feature, then do Midnight. But, and if he wants to go for, like, more sexy, less funny, how about Miss Glitchy's Late Night at the Office? You know, I admit, I just adored his Blowing the Ghost audio so much. I did a pretty extensive amount of research for the other things that I'd like to hear him do.
Yes, and, well,
Okay, but those, they're just suggestions, Candide. Feel free not to take any of them.
And I just got a hand in my face to keep me from mentioning her post-stalking.
Oh, no. It wasn't post-stalking. No, it's not post-stalking. I just did research to find scripts that I think he would be so good at doing.
All right, I'll let you have this one.
It's not post-stalking.
No, that was not post-stalking.
I didn't stalk what he had done. I was stalking for... I was hunting and gathering for him. Just here, do this. Okay, so anyway, Candide, feel free not to take the suggestions, but one way or the other, please, please, please record more. Please.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Nylon Dude did Sinful Stella's spooky questionnaire. He's really funny, too. But he's not a Walking Dead fan, so he's officially on my list of people to sacrifice when the zombie apocalypse happens. But he's cool.
Yeah, for you, that's a long list.
Well, I want them to be nice and full by the time they get to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Nylon Dude, he has excellent taste in footwear, by
now
the way.
That is post-stalking.
Yes, that's post-stalking. Okay.
He doesn't like horror movies, and his reason made me laugh. Poor pattern recognition skills get a lot of people killed, and that frustrates him.
Yes, yes. I want to hear more of what he has to offer. I'd like to see him do... I'm going to throw out some more suggestions. I'd like to see him do Mrs. Get Off While You Tell Me What Gets You Off Challenge.
You just want another peek at his shoes.
You're going to have to do some post-stalking of your own if you want to find out what we're talking about his shoes for. Or he can do Question Unholiness's Accent Challenge. And he can combine that with Althea Ray and Falkenstein's Unsexy Word Challenge. Those are very low pressure, and there's a chance to be casual, but sexy and funny.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to slowly work him out of his shell.
And he doesn't think his voice is good.
But it is. It is. It's very sexy. I hear that all the time. My voice isn't sexy. I hate the sound of my own voice. That's bullshit. I don't care what you sound like. Someone is going to enjoy it.
Yeah,
someone.
I'm a perfect example of that.
You have a sexy voice.
I don't see it that way, though.
Well, you're wrong.
Thank you.
Okay. But I don't care what you sound like. Someone's going to find, because someone's going to enjoy it, and someone's going to get off on it. You don't truly know what your own voice sounds like. And you've got to leave that up to the listeners. So stop getting down on your voices. Y'all are all sexy as fuck, okay? Just record. Put stuff out there.
Okay, and from one of those people that does indeed have that problem, understand there is a general rule of thumb when it comes to editing your own work. Whatever kind of work it is, mm-hmm. and that is you will probably be your most critical critic.
Yes, that's true.
Which is why I can't understand why anybody would like my voice. But obviously some people do.
But do go back and listen to what you've done and edit it. So many people are like, I don't like the sound of my voice, so I just put it out there. You don't want to do that. Come on, take a few minutes to edit. Even if you don't do it extensively.
Yeah.
See, I don't know why you don't
at
like
least
your voice.
Try volume control.
Yeah, please, please do volume control. see me? My voice is sexy as hell. I know it.
Oh yeah.
I don't have a problem with my voice out there.
Yeah, you wouldn't make a living if you didn't.
That's right. Okay, so we have Sour Potato 313. I would love to hear the story behind that username.
So would I.
He has a great accent. I think I kind of... I hate to guess. I run into trouble when I guess.
You do.
I kind of think he might be Scottish. But that's just because of the way he pronounces the word sexually. And a few other words. It just... This reminds me of... I don't know. I think it might be Scottish. If I'm wrong, please don't be mad at me, Sour Potato. He did a great improv post called Monday Morning, I Really Need the Bathroom, which doesn't necessarily sound sexy via the title. But then he told about this experience that he had. It was a very, very hot experience in some public sex.
Mm-hmm. I like those posts where people just ramble on about their life, you know? It makes them more human.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Human, I guess.
Human. Mm-hmm.
And if they're pleasuring themselves while they ramble, that falls into the category that I really like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like those... audios where you're trying to concentrate on...
Try to keep a train of thought.
Yes, a train of... That's what we could call it.
What? Train of thought?
Mm-hmm.
Call what?
You know.
Oh. No, never mind. We're not talking about that right now.
No, not right now.
We're working.
Never focus. Mention it at all.
Focus.
No foreshadowing ever.
No. Sour potato. He really got carried away, which, you know, I love, you love. He really sounded, And then he does Tark's script, Cum Slut Confessions.
Tark mention number two.
Yes. Cum Slut Confessions is a M for M, and I'm totally hooked. I am a sour potato fan. Whether he actually likes men or not, he was believable and sincere and so fucking hot.
Yeah, that's another one that I didn't realize was a script until you told me. He really sounded natural.
Yeah, he does. Just sounded like he was just chatting away. Mm-hmm. So, sour potato, he's pretty good. Pretty good. He's really good. Mm-hmm. Then we have An Endowed Love. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah, there's a running theme of DDLG that runs pretty much throughout most of her posts anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're into DDLG, which is a lot of y'all are into DDLG, check her out. She's done a few audios, Daddy's Rules and a Daddy Punishment and a couple others. She's just trying to please her daddy, mm-hmm. You know? So we have Plants OP. Not Plants Op. Plants OP. And I had to go and check her verification to find out how to pronounce that.
Right.
She did a schlick.
Yes.
She did a schlick. A very nice schlick. I can't get used to saying that word. That's jilling off. I'm old school. Anyway, she did a very nice schlick. She's got these soft moans, and she isn't a screamer, but she sounded very nice when she came.
She also posts to Dirty Pen Pals and Gone Wild Stories.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. I'd like to hear her post more here on GWA.
Yeah, she can. A lot of that Dirty Pen Pals and Gone Wild Stories transfers really well. Translates really, really well over here. Exactly. Then we have another good username, Sucker Love. Sucker Love. She did 101, which she failed.
It's not failing.
Okay. She did 101 challenge that she didn't finish.
Okay. She almost made it. You gotta love almost.
Yes. So she punished herself with a hairbrush.
And she did a vocal writer script that really proved her acting skills.
True. She did a very convincing job. Lots of people were praising her for doing so well, even though she was new. So, yay. Good job, Sucker Love. And then, Savory Treats. Miss Southern Belle herself.
I haven't heard a draw like that in quite some time.
We've been doing more than listening to her accent. Okay, post-stalking.
Yeah, you showed me her pictures first.
No, I didn't.
You did today. That's right. I did show you a picture of her the other day. You've corrupted me.
Oh, you poor innocent being drugged down into the fiery pits of hell by a redheaded succubus.
I'm not complaining.
It's a consensual consumption. Okay, a corrupt consumption? I'm consuming you. Corruption. Consensual corruption.
Go ahead and try. I'm right here.
You'd enjoy that. Unless we broke into Vore. That's a whole different thing.
No, that's a little too much consumption.
A little too consumption-y.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, it's a consensual consumption. Corruption! Oh my god! Editing is for losers, and so is that phrase, consensual corruption. Okay, back to Savory Treats. She is a treat. She's a treat, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she posted a few schlicks. I keep wanting to say faps, but it's schlicks. She and her Hitachi are apparently very good friends. She posted one with a tag that said, I suck at acting, so this is what you get. And then, a few days later, she does one called Waking Up Next to You. And it was good! And she improvised the whole thing. At least it sounded like she improvised. It sure didn't sound like she was reading a script.
Yeah. I'd like to see her take on a script. I bet she really could do it.
Okay, do you have any in mind?
Well, a really funny one that just seems good for anybody, really, would be Cassidy's Voicemail Strikes Again.
Mm-hmm.
Female for female, but, you know, if that doesn't appeal to her, she could just change a few words.
Yeah, and make
lots of sexy with a good bit of humor thrown in.
Yeah, I think she'd be good at that. I'd love to hear that in her drawl.
Oh, of course.
And then we have, ooh, Recycled Rose.
Oh, yes.
She started out on Erotic Pen Pals and Dirty Pals. Dirty Pen. Dirty Pals. Dirty Pals. I quit. Dirty Pen Pals a couple months ago. And she recently verified on GWA and Pillow Talk.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that we're stealing her away.
Mm-hmm. She's very active on both forums. And she's an absolute doll.
That is true.
I seriously forgot she was a newbie. We almost left her out of the podcast.
Because no. You can't do that.
I know. You and Rosie are good buddies, aren't you? You flirt with her a lot.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and not only that, but because of a conversation with her, I had to change my GWA backstage flair.
Uh-huh, you did.
And from the same con...
Yes. Consensual consumption.
Yes. Consensual consumption conversation now.
Conversation, yes.
Yes. And from that same conversation, she made a request for ninja sex.
Ninja sex, yes. Rosie's one of those newbies who just burst onto the scene and started contributing. She's a talented British lady. She's very, very flirty.
Yes.
I flirted with her, too. And she's already entered the GWA Halloween contest. She did questions accent challenge with her adorable little Brit accent. And then she did this amazing request fill for Rocket Ear. She read the names of the 124 most recent posters of male audios. And she went through and she made notes about them so that she could say something nice or something naughty about each one while she was getting off. It took 40 minutes. It was 40 minutes of love for the guys of GWA, and we love her for doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She was the first lady to take up Rocket Ear's challenge, but I hope she won't be the last. I want to find time to do that. I never have time to do these fun things. Oh, my God. I have no time. Anyway, Recycled Rose is an awesome addition to the GWA family. Welcome, Rosie. We're so glad you're here.
Yes, yes. Welcome.
And then, Rams for this man.
Yeah, his verification included the tag man lover.
Yes, man lover. And he's a very sexy Aussie. So, yay for more male for male scripts.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds so very hot. I can't wait till he starts posting more. However, he is an ass. He is a complete ass. He was one of the dudes that recorded himself laughing at me on your thread, laughing at Raven.
My man, yes. Yeah. Actually, there's another reason that I could say my man.
Why?
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet because the podcast has been eating all our time. But
it's been consensual consumption.
No, that consumption. No, the consumption of the time was not
consumption
been consensual.
Against your will.
It's a consumption against my will. But I think it's really worth it in the long run.
You're telling me why he's also your man.
Ah, yes.
You haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
Well, I wrote one script. And
so far,
but for me, writing is not something, storytelling is comes naturally to me, but writing doesn't. So it was a rare thing. It's just struck me. And a couple days later, it was still in my mind. So there it went.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I've got a couple people that have done, you know, male for female. One person that did female for male. But, you know.
So he recorded your script, is what you're saying.
He recorded my script.
Finally getting around beating the hell out of the bush. He recorded your script.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, that's great.
Yeah, it's good.
And I can't wait until we're done with this because Raven started a file on the computer of listen to later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever we come across something that's really cool but does not quite fit in the podcast, it goes into there.
Yes.
I think we probably have about 20 or 30 hours worth of stuff to listen to.
I know. Later will never come. I hope it comes. Speaking of hours.
Yeah, I think it was 4 hours.
Hours of listening. Probably it was right around 4 hours. Mrs. New Show is out. The Aural debut. So we've got to give them a shout out. She had Lone Exist, who we're going to talk about a little bit later.
Yeah.
And Kit Kat 126, who is a sweetie pie. Another Southern belle. On as her guests. And they just apparently they shot the shit for over four hours, and she was, it was so good she could only cut about an hour out of it. So it was, I think she said it came about 3 hours and 3.5 hours. But give that a chance, give that a listen. She broke it down into the different parts so that you know you could listen to chunks of it at a time.
And she did a lot of post
linking.
Thank you. Yes.
So you know where, what so was mentioned where.
You know, once again, kind of like we're trying to do, you can follow along with
sort of
what they're talking about. Well, more or less.
More or less, yes. So that's, I want to have time to listen to that too.
Oh yeah.
I've only listened to the first few minutes of it because of the podcast. Non-consensual consumption of all of our time. Okay, so
it's okay though. It's worth it.
It is very worth it. This is truly a labor of love. Okay, but anyway, back to Rams for this man. I told him he was dead to me for laughing at me. So he gave me puppy dog eyes, and I couldn't be mad at him. That
of
voice,
not.
No, that voice, that accent, and puppy dog eyes. I have no defense for that kung fu. They have discovered my kryptonite. Puppy dog eyes. I can't do... Oh.
Oh, and they work very well, trust me.
Our son knows. Oh, my God.
Yeah, little 10-year-old that has bent his mama around his little finger. Not that that would ever happen with anybody,
no,
but,
no,
you know.
No. Anyway.
The big bad raven has been floored by it.
I have not been floored. I have not been... See, that's not... But that's cheating. Puppy dog eyes are cheating. Anyway,
yeah.
So I had to forgive
him. I've taught him well.
I had to forgive Rams for this man. So.
Yeah, and he did question unholiness. Excuse me, I apologize, question. I do.
Unholiness.
Unholiness. Question unholiness's accent challenge.
Yes, just say questions for now. I was calling it questions.
Yeah, and that's why.
It's easier, yes.
Yes.
He did, and his tag that he had on that accent challenge says he sounds like such a bogan sometimes, bogan, I don't know how to pronounce it. I've seen that term a couple times from like 21 Baby Girl 21, I think.
Uh-huh.
She's another Aussie, and I think another person or two, but I finally had to ask what it meant, and apparently bogan, is Australian for redneck.
Redneck, yes.
Yes.
We are familiar with those.
Oh, we are so familiar with those.
Your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you said yay for M for M scripts. Do you have any suggestions for him?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Of course.
Yes. I'd like to see him tweak Tark's yeah, but do I really have to say this script to make it M for M? I think it would be hilarious, and I can tell he's got a sense of humor. And because he was laughing at me because you're an ass, Rams for man. And for a more seriously sexy script, how about Tark's My Forbidden Fruit?
Tark mentioned number 3. Well, technically 3 and 4, but since I didn't say anything before, we'll go with number 3.
Yes, number 3. Okay. Tark mentioned number 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so just some suggestions for Rams for this man. Here we go. Take him or leave him. It's up to you. So then we have Blindly Awake, who is a longtime Pillow Toast. We need to go to bed. This is bad.
It's been just about, let me see, about 20 hours since you had the Angry Orchard. So you
it's
can't even blame
time.
It on being drunk.
No, and I'm not stoned.
Anything. No.
I'm not stoned. I'm just tongue-tied. Oh.
Yes, her tang got tangled.
Yes, my tang got tangled. She's a long time pillow talk poster who finally came over to the wild side.
Yeah, and she did a twist on the 101 challenge, turned it into a joy.
That was so clever. I don't know if anyone else has done that, but I was impressed because I'd never thought to do that.
And she did it with a southern drawl.
Yes.
I miss that accent. You know, we had a few southern ladies join lately, and they are all just, well, delicious.
Delicious.
Yes, delicious. Blindly Awake has a very nice voice behind that accent, too.
Yes, yes. She's sort of quiet, which is very sexy, you know.
And she did Lulubee's script, Your Body, Your Skin, Your Taste.
And she did a great job on that one.
Yeah.
I love the way she sounded sort of dreamy and sleepy, like she was musing to herself right before bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am including that in my post that I made for new people to give them ideas on what to record.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I did not realize when I started that post that Cine Says Hi did a very similar post, I think about 5 months ago. And it's a very good one. It's just, this one, I guess, can become an update.
Yeah, yours is an update. Yeah,
mine became the update. Update.
We're officially retiring. We can no longer speak.
No, we cannot. And we will include a link to her post, too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that was Blindly Awake. Now we have Nacho Kenobi. This is a cute username. And he has this very sexy, slightly gravelly voice. He's actually been posting for a while on GWA, but he only recently verified.
And he's a fan of Woman's Eyes.
Mm.
I can relate.
I'm batting my eyelashes at Bear as we speak.
Yes. He did an improv audio called Those Eyes.
Those Eyes. He also did the feature script this week.
That's true.
So I'm really glad he verified so that we can include him. And we'll be talking more about Nacho Kenobi a little bit later. We have another ambitious newcomer, Gypsy Love Affair. She took on a challenging script by Entree Chat.
Yeah, she did. I'm such a little slut. Her scripts require some actual performance skills. Not everyone can manage it.
Except it's his scripts and not her scripts.
Oh, really? Yeah.
His Entree's Chat script. She did it. But he wrote the script.
Okay, so okay. I have pronoun trouble sometimes. I apologize. You know, that is something a lot of people take personally, so I do apologize.
Yes.
Too bad we're not editing.
No, editing is for losers.
No, sometimes not editing makes you a loser.
Okay.
She was nervous posting her first GWA orgasm, but she sounded really hot.
Yes, I know. She's also done an audio called Daddy's Girl, and the tags were butt plug and boot worship. So I think she's a daddy's girl.
Yeah, she had an echo in her verification post that I think she did by accident, but it sounded really cool. She said she figured out what happened, but she might use the echo effect for some hypno audios, which she loves.
So we're definitely looking forward to that. We can't have too many hypno audios. Then we have My Naughty Secrets. Mm. I love her username.
Yeah, in one of her posts, she talks about some of her personal history.
Yeah, she posted about a naughty secret encounter with a previous boyfriend. Very, very naughty secret encounter.
And she did the accent challenge.
I know. So many people have done questions accent challenge, including us.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun.
It was.
So, Question on Holiness gets all the naughty kisses for that fun idea.
Ah.
Mwah, mwah. Okay. Then we have Squeaks and Giggles. She's so cute. And she spells squeak with 3 E's.
Yeah, she sounds like a little brat. I bet she's a good brat.
Mm.
You know, isn't Forbidden Fruit a Tark script?
A Tark script? Really?
Mention number four!
Yes, it's same-sex sexy time. That's what Forbidden Fruit is. It's hot. I'm hoping more people do more versions of it because it would be really cool to have that, you know, the different versions of Forbidden Fruit as a feature script. And we need more male for male and female for female content, so come on, people. Let's get it done. But yes, Squeaks and Giggles, she does sound like a little brat and an adorable little brat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. So watch it, Defrosted. There's somebody might be coming for your title of Uber Brat. Then we have Tonal Residence. Residence? No, we don't have I quit. Oh my god. Tonal Resonance, which makes much more sense than Tonal Residence. Oh yes. Fuck. Anyway,
losing is for editors.
Losing is for editors. Shit. That was awesome. You get a kick for that one. That was A kick. Kick and kiss.
Yeah, watch out for the knee.
Oh, my God.
Watch out for the knee.
We need to stop. I'm serious. This is too late.
No, we're not stopping until we get done with this.
It's too late to be recording. My tongue quit working. I think my tongue fell asleep about an hour ago.
Yeah, but, you know. You do have plans for afterwards, so we do need to get that.
I know. Maybe that's why I'm having so much trouble.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to my plans for afterwards. Okay. Tonal Resonance. He sounds so sexy and sincere. He did the feature script this week, so we're going to end up talking more about him later.
Yeah, but he also did an original script called, what was it? Lost in You?
Lost Inside of You.
Lost Inside of You. Yeah, okay. And it was about how he just could not be inside his lady when he couldn't. There. I have
no one is going to listen to this.
Trouble. And now I have adjective trouble. I guess we're going to end up with verb trouble and subject and noun and.
I hate verb trouble.
Mm-hmm. Conjunction, junction. What's your function? Anyway, it was about how he just couldn't not be inside his lady when he was close to her.
Yes.
It was a very sensual piece.
Again, very sincere, very sexy, and he conveyed a whole lot of emotion in that audio. I think it might have been something from his real life. You know, it was even romantic in a way. I mean, I was talking about fucking her, but or her sucking him off, but it was romantic. I really enjoyed it. But here's another one. He got zero comments.
We've got to work on that.
Yes, that's not a good way to get our newbies to stick around. If you see an audio with no comments, give it an upvote and at least thanks for sharing, at the very least. I don't care if you listen to it or not. Everybody deserves to, well, I mean, listen to it, but everybody deserves to have some comments and some upvotes on their audio because they took their time and their energy and put that out for you.
Yeah, and as a very new script author, I have to say it has been a really big boost in confidence, and I'm sure it is that way for other people too.
Right. So if you record someone's script, be sure to let them know that you recorded it.
And a link back to the post that they offered it is always a good idea.
Yes, yes, yes. But again, the person that did these, the people that do these audios, they take their time and their creative effort, they put themselves out there on the World Wide Web doing various degrees of sexy time for you. So even if their audio is not your cup of tea, it deserves an upvote and a comment for effort, even if it didn't get you off. Okay? So now Lone Exist. Mm-hmm. Lone Exist was the guest, one of the guests that Miss had on her show, mm-hmm. the RL debut. And so I want to hear more about it.
Yeah,
more
I did glance over the comments underneath that, and I think they had fun.
It sounds like they had a lot of fun. Anyway, yeah. Lone Exist has a very deep, sexy voice. He claims to be shy, but he doesn't sound shy, and then he goes on Miss's show and talks for 4 hours and cracks everybody up. So I'm thinking the shy...
he has a great sense of humor, and he does accents.
And he does... I'm thinking that whole shy thing is just a farce. It's just
maybe
so. It's like, I'm shy, so you have to listen to me and tell me how much you like my voice.
Mm-hmm. And he does accents.
And he does accents, yes. I like... he might be able to give Rob a run for his money.
And that's a big compliment.
Yes. We'll be talking about... I'll be talking about Rob later. Anyway, you got to watch out for Lone Exist. He did a little Halloween-themed audio, The Mad Doctor's Experiment. He has a great villain laugh.
Yeah, I'm almost jealous.
And he also filled Recycled Rose's request for a ninja sex script, which is inspired by you, and he also recorded the script. He wrote the script, and then he recorded it.
Uh-huh.
So, yay.
That's good. And I have to say, I have to appreciate anything that came from that conversation.
That was a fun conversation.
It was a very fun conversation.
So Lone Exist has quite an acting range. I can totally see him as a ninja killing with pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So what a way to, and what a way to go. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see what he does next. So, Lone Exist, you have no reason to be shy. You're amazing. I don't think you really are shy. I think you are just teasing us and
pulling our legs.
Pulling our legs, exactly. Lone Exist is one to watch out for. And so is Juicy Brain 78.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting username, I have to say. He is French Canadian. He did the accent challenge with just a touch of a French accent, but it wasn't an overly prominent one. But he sounded sexy mm-hmm. nonetheless with that French.
Daddy, please.
I know. Oh, that killed me when he said that. And because of that whole little hint of French, he wasn't overtly French, just a hint of French. So many of us ladies were clamoring after him for more French that he read a French poem.
Yeah, I remember listening to that when he first posted it. It was good.
Uh-huh.
I have mm-hmm. no idea what he was saying, but you sure liked it.
Yes, I did. I said something about wanting to hear more French from him. And he said something along the lines of, who am I to deny you ladies the pleasure of my tongue or something like that? And I said, well, can I get in on that? So he posted this French poem and he said, here, you can listen to this. So it wasn't just for me, but I still felt very honored.
Mm-hmm.
He's something else. I want to, you know, he's going to do more. And then we have Just to Listen. Just to Listen.
Mm-hmm.
She is sultry yet sweet. And she has what I'm guessing. Here I am guessing more accents.
You've got to be careful with that.
I know. I'm guessing she has just a hint of Boston in that accent.
Maybe so.
Not so much Boston, mm-hmm. just a hint.
And she did the accent challenge and Mrs. Women's Questionnaire.
And those are really good starts for people who want to get comfortable with posting on GWA. Sort of ease into the sexy.
Okay.
Speaking of sexy, Easy Tiger. Holy hell. That man can purr in my ear anytime.
There are a lot of low voiced men on GWA.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are.
And yeah, and you don't complain about that a bit.
No, I don't. And it's the lower tones that tend to be the ones that get me that nice HFO, but not exclusively. Not exclusively. Mm-hmm. There's room in my fetish for the not so low voiced men and the sexy ladies that we get to listen to, you know. So, but yeah, back to Easy Tiger. He's definitely one of those low voiced men. Oh hey, my god!
At the when we were going through all this, he submitted one audio
Oh, I'm so jealous. I wish I knew how to do that.
And I've been trying to teach you.
I can't. It's my tongue doesn't work.
Professor gives his student a lesson she's been craving. And it has 40 upvotes.
40 upvotes. That's awesome.
At least then.
Yeah, then it did. That is for a first mail post especially. That is quite impressive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the audio was fucking impressive, too. The sound effects really help you get immersed in the fantasy. And he just, I think he should copyright the term dirty little cum doll. That deserves a copyright. And I want to know where I can sign up to take Professor Tiger's class. I don't care if he teaches underwater basket weaving. I'm there.
Unless it's college algebra.
If it is, I'll muddle through it. But I'd probably have to have a lot of his help. I hate math.
I see how it goes.
I can do math, but I hate math. I'd rather not do math. Okay.
Yeah, she Easy throws Tiger. That over Woo. On my plate.
Easy Tiger, please post more. Anyway, then we have Less Than 10. He is a very sexy yes. German man.
And he's another one that first posted.
He's another one?
He posted. His first post was... Well, he first posted Questions yes. Accent Challenge. I guess yeah. It would have worked anyway.
Right. Well, sort of. He wasn't the first to post Questions Accent Challenge.
Yeah.
But he did, it was his first post.
Yeah.
Lots of people told him how sexy his accent was, so he decided to give us some more of it. And he said, let's get it on. And I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. I love his accent. I am familiar with the German accent, but I've never heard those words with that accent.
Yes. He's got
Germany
at
six, so I was a young and very
impressionable.
Yes, and very sheltered. Well, not really, but sheltered from outside world stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I've heard the German accent.
Just not a those lot, words.
But just not those words. It was interesting.
Yeah, he's got a great sense of humor. When he said, beg for my cock, baby girl, he followed it up with, oh yeah. I want to hear more of that sense of humor and more of that accent. I just need more of less than 10. In fact, I think he misnamed himself because he is definitely a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another Southern lady.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Girl Cat has joined GWA.
Yes. She is adorable.
Yes.
And she giggled when she said pussy and cunt. And I loved the way she said horny as fuck and spanking.
Spanking. And don't forget, cream pie. Would you like a piece of pie?
Oh, I always want a piece of pie.
That was a great first post. I want to hear some more sexy stuff in that voice and that accent.
Yeah, and I even liked the way she said, daddy, please. Her voice didn't sound like a little girl.
Daddy, please. Oh, it was hot. She's more sultry than sweet, but the giggles were really nice. And you can tell she's not overly used to saying naughty words. So I hope we get to watch her become more corrupted over the course of her time here on GWA.
Yeah, and you said that about me when I did my challenge.
Well, I'm waiting for me to be able to hear you say words like that without giggling at you. I'm the one giggling there.
Yeah, she's...
It sounds so weird.
And I did that poem from the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to... She had to leave the room because so of that.
He was talking about cunts and quims. if you knew this man outside of GWA, you would know that it's hilarious.
Yes, I grew up independent fundamental Baptist, if that tells you anything.
He's a good little boy.
I am a good little boy.
You are.
I'm a good big boy, too.
You are a very good big boy.
Okay.
Come up and see me anytime you want to, big boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, then we have Wireframe. Oh, my God. He is an actor. Wireframe is an actor. Yes.
Yeah, the emotion just drips. Especially in his original script, I'm sorry I cheated. He's got some relaxing chops.
I know. He blew me away with Losing Myself in You, which is a Trinity X script. He sounded so fucking raw. It made me feel like he was talking directly to me. And it made me want to make him feel better.
And he's funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
He accidentally recorded himself warming up for an audio and posted it.
Yes.
You know, that takes, well, confidence.
It does.
And for all you script writers out there, Wireframe has asked for a Doctor Who script, preferably a number 11. Mm-hmm. And he posted a couple clips of him performing. There we go.
Copyright that term. That is awesome. Performing fornication is now officially perfornicating.
There we go. Performing. He has a couple clips of him performing a few of the monologues from the show.
Right. So please, someone write a Doctor Who script. He was born to play Doctor Who. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Greggy Ladd also wants a crack at any Doctor Who scripts that come out. So, and he's going to be a good Doctor, too.
Yes. Oh, yes. Come on, writers. In fact, I think I'm going to issue a challenge for sexy Doctor Who scripts. We have so many lovely British gents who would make excellent doctors. And you don't, not just the British gents. I don't see any reason why you have to have a British accent to be Doctor Who.
No, because everything's supposed to change. Well, not everything. There are a few standard things. Of course, they changed them with this new guy.
Oh, don't even get me started on Capaldi.
Oh, come on now.
I don't like him.
You didn't like any of them when they first came out.
Eccleston's my doctor. I learned to love David Tennant. I was okay with Matt Smith. He wasn't bad.
You got a few laughs.
I got a few laughs out of Matt Smith. I didn't really like Matt Smith at first. I really didn't like him at first. But
you didn't like Tennant at first either.
Very little. Very short amount of time.
Of course, we're kind of getting off on a sidetrack.
I know. Anyway, Doctor Who scripts. Make it happen, people. We have to make this happen.
Yes, this needs to happen.
It needs to happen. Okay, so then we have Tongue Pistol. He is a romantic soul. I have never heard a more sensual and romantic take on phone sex.
Yeah, this was more of a narration than direct accent. Axing. I'm going to axing you a question.
For fornication.
And axing.
You could ax me about for fornication.
Yeah, I've always wondered about this axing thing that I kept hearing about, you know. It doesn't sound very
comfortable. I know, in Mississippi, everything. I'm going to ax you a question. Let me ax you something.
I'm like, no, I don't want to be axed. All right, you know?
So anyway, Tongue Pistol was more narration than direct acting.
Yeah. But even with that, he managed a great deal of emotion. Good effect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he does next.
It was another brilliant first post. You newbies just blow me away. We had a great batch this week.
Yes, we did. This batch is going to be hard to top.
And yet, we always seem to top it somehow. You know, the quality of performer that's coming into GWA on a weekly basis is just awe-inspiring. So, great job to all of you. But, there is one more up-and-comer we have to talk about.
Yeah, and I think I should probably let you handle this one all by yourself.
Rob Twofold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may have a little bit of personal bias with this one.
Definitely. There's no question about that.
Rob is my boyfriend.
Yes.
And he's amazing at a lot of things, a lot of different things. And one of them is doing voices. He did, per my request, he did Questions Accent Challenge as the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
He did Althea Ray's and Falkenstein's Unsexy Word Challenge as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did a request fill for, well, actually the first thing he did was a request fill for This Is a Burner Account, which she wanted some sexy, she wanted a Jafar Schlick instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that as, of course, Jafar from Aladdin. He did a great job on that. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And then he did a Tarkus Trooper script. Fuck me right.
And there we have Tark. Mention number 5.
Yes, number 5. He did Fuck Me Right, and he did that as himself. So you can actually hear what his real voice sounds like on that one. And that's my favorite. That one. Mm. The last one. So if you have a script you'd like him to read as a character or an actor, chances are he can do it. He's
definitely a character.
Yes, he is. But he's a really busy guy, other than just keeping me happy, which is, you know, that keeps him busy too. But he's very nice, and he loves to perform. So feel free to challenge him. He'll probably take you up on it. I'm blown away by his challenge. By his challenge. He is such a challenge. I'm blown away by his talent. His challenging talent. Okay, I'm done gushing.
Now no, it is
time. Probably not. Anyway, it is time to move on to Scene Stealers.
It is time.
In this segment, we will feature a popular script and the performers who recorded it. At the end, we will give our opinions on who stole the scene. Please agree or disagree with us in the comments.
Just remember to tell us why and keep it positive.
Positive, yes. This week, we're talking about Tarkus Trooper's script, I'm Begging You to Beg Me.
And that is Tark Mention Number 6.
But this segment is about one of her scripts, so you can't keep doing. You can't keep counting Tark mentions.
Tark mention number 7. Oh, okay.
Okay. However, Suplex Lemon has coined a term for us regarding Tark. He says we have Tark boners.
Yes. Well, I have to agree.
I have to agree. You can never have too much Tark in your life.
No.
And this script is one of the many reasons why.
Much like the double word in the title, it's about desiring desire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a satisfying thrill in knowing that your partner truly wants you.
Oh, yes. So much that they beg you. They beg you to please them as only you can. And this script is about needing to know just how deeply they want you. I'm begging you to beg me.
Mm-hmm.
Begging you to beg me.
Yeah, she wrote 2 versions, a male for female and a female for male. Yeah, male.
Female for male, yes.
Yes, male. Okay. And, you know, if you just tweaked it just a little bit, you could probably make it male for male or female for female.
Oh, very easily. I think so. Okay, so first up we have the lady herself, Tarkus Trooper. And I got my Tark boner instantly. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Tark is delicious. That's my new word, I guess. Delicious.
Delicious.
Delicious. Delicious. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, like I said in my comment on her post, Damn it, Turk! She puts out so many good audios based on her scripts, and we can't comment on them right away because they inevitably end up
on the podcast. I know. She has a way of speaking that just draws the listener in and keeps them sort of rolling along with her on her every syllable. And she's adorable looking.
That's true.
And she's an amazing writer of scripts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what's not to love?
Distance.
Yes, distance, because she is far too far away from my bed. Mm-hmm. That's where she needs to be. Yeah. But back to the script.
Yeah,
now.
Back to the... Well, she said, the audio. Okay, to the audio. Yeah. Yeah, because that's what we're talking about right this second.
I think so.
She sounded, well, not really desperate, more insistent.
Yeah, I agree. She was really good. She's always really good.
She is.
Always. Yeah. Her script, someone else's script, improv, Tarkin, singing. Tarkin can do it all. Okay, so anyway.
I don't doubt it.
The first person, we tried to keep them in the order that they were recorded, sort of.
More or less.
For the most part, yeah. Okay, so first one to record was Cosmo Girl 327. She has a way of saying please that just gives me the good shivers. Mm-hmm. She sounded like she was the one struggling to hold back.
Mm-hmm. And she is very expressive. Mm-hmm. I like the way she said desire. She's got a cute voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She did a pretty good job.
She did. And then there's Mr. Everstone. He started out, it was funny. He started out sounding like a professional voice actor. And then when he gets to the part where he's saying please, he puts all this emotion into it. It was really exciting.
Yeah, I like it when people express their emotions, you know, as they get into the script.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell they just get carried away at the moment.
Yes, he definitely got carried away. Mm-hmm. So good job, Mr. Everstone. Everstone, I said that right. I'm going to have to listen to more of his audios.
Mm-hmm.
He's sexy, sexy. Speaking of sexy.
Oh. Oh. You know, when we were doing notes for this episode, when you said Falkenstein's name, you sounded like you were referring to the mad scientist.
I kind of went Falkenstein or something. I don't know. Well, what I meant to sound like was that I was referring to an audio god. Bow down before a master of the aural erotic. And he has such a sexy laugh. Oh my god.
Yeah, okay, I think I'm going to have to be the one to do this review on this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because when Raven and I listened to it, I think she lost track of where she was, much less what she was supposed to be doing. Let me tell you how she reacted.
Oh, you're going to tell on me.
Yeah. She leaned back in her chair, put her face to the ceiling. Her eyes just kind of rolled back in her head, and she went, "Ah." Oh. Yep, Falkenstein. Let me tell you, your deep voice is enough. You can quit cheating with the accent.
I believe it. At the time, all I could say was, "Well, damn." Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do want to point out that the line that almost made me lose it was the way he said, "Your heavy breathing melting into mine as I ravage you." The way he growled, "ravage," made me have to go change my panties. whew, that man is dangerous, and I love it. Great job, Falkenstein. Great job. So, then we have Pentabond. He does a lot of Tarkus Trooper scripts, and when we talked about him the first time, we discussed...
Tark mention.
Tark. You can't keep counting Tark mentions. We're mentioning her all over the place now.
Well, I didn't count that one.
Okay. I just pointed out as a Tark mention.
There you go. Okay. See?
So, anyway, when we talked about him last time, in a previous episode, we discussed he did But Do I Really Have to Say This? And apparently, which was a Tark script, and apparently he and Tark are an excellent combination because I'm Begging You to Beg Me was a great choice for him.
And he didn't just read it, he performed it. You know, I don't know which lady he had in mind when he was doing his begging, but Raven thinks that whoever she is, she's really lucky.
Oh yeah, definitely. Bitch.
All right now.
I'm sorry. I want him to all be about me. Okay, seriously though, he was very soft-spoken and he was intense and just a tad reserved, which you'd kind of expect from a British guy. You know, a little bit of reserved. They're, you know.
Yeah.
But sexy. Reserved, but sexy. Okay, anyway, the way he whispered, please fuck me at the end. Oh my God, I swooned. Mm-hmm. I literally swooned.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear him whisper that to me. I think he was whispering that to me.
Uh-huh.
Right, Pinnabon? Come on, you can tell me. It'll be our secret, baby. It was for me.
Moving on. Come on now.
Moving on to Cherie Tart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mon Cherie. She's so adorable. I don't care what she does. I can't decide what I want to do more, fuck her or hug her.
Well, now there's a hug I'd like to be in the middle of.
Oh, I know what you want. You just want to fuck one of us while she eats the other one out.
Oh, that works for me too.
And I'm going to volunteer to leave her mouth free so she can make those cute little squeals and moans that she does. But we digress. It's getting warm in here. Okay, I love the way in the script.
It's getting hot in here.
I'm not taking off all my clothes. That'll just make it take longer to get this thing done.
Hey, I wouldn't mind.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you think you could focus on what we're doing here with the audio?
Of course I could.
No, you liar. Anyway, back to Cherie Tart. I love the way at the end of the audio she repeats, please fuck me. It's like almost like she didn't realize she was saying it.
Yeah.
It was like, please fuck me. And then, oh, please fuck me.
Yeah, and begging me to beg you.
Switch that around.
Begging you to beg me.
There, that's the one.
There we go. She was rather emotionally attached to it.
Uh-huh. And
why is he resisting her? Is he stupid? Beg, you idiot!
You don't beg.
I don't have to.
Oh. Oh, you got me. You got me. Okay. And Cherie Tart got me with this script. She can let her tongue wander all over me anytime she wants to. This was I'm going to use your word. This was a delicious performance.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that word.
I liked it, too.
It's a good word.
It worked well for her. Okay, mm-hmm. So, because yeah, Cherie Tart. Cherie Tart, yum.
I like tarts.
Then we have Bored Baker. Speaking of tarts, we have Bored Baker.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? I never, throughout the whole thing, until we got to her, I never thought about the script being based on the cheap trick song, I Want You to Want Me. I had no idea. It didn't even occur to me. But we had to stop what we were doing and go listen to that song on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And that right there is one of the reasons it takes us so long to get the podcasts out.
Oh.
Well, that and flirting with certain unnamed individuals.
Certain unnamed individuals? Who? Who?
There's a reason they are unnamed.
Anyway, it's an awesome song. I Want You to Want Me. I've always loved that song. And because Tark has some great musical taste.
She does.
Yes. So good on you, Tark. And good on you, Bored Baker, for pointing that out. And her take, Bored Baker's take on the script was hot. That lady is sultry as hell.
Mm-hmm. I think she said those words before. You can tell. And Tark knows how to write a script that evokes so much emotion in her performers.
Yes. Bored Baker, she didn't sound needy. She didn't sound desperate. She was a confident seductress. She was completely in control the entire time, slowly driving her man insane by reminding him of all those things.
It would work, too.
Mm-hmm. Gate of Ivory. Mm-hmm. We know. He liked that. I guarantee you he liked her take on that script.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then we have Question Unholiness. Oh, that accent. When he says, please, I can hear the need. And he speaks in these soft groans. It is so sexy. And he says cunt, like it's meant to be said. Cunt. You're a cunt.
Yeah, and when he says down to forbidden places, you can hear him going from looking at her eyes and talking to her to looking down at the forbidden places. You can hear the eyes move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there was a lot of need and desire in that line.
Oh, yeah. Question is such a cool guy. You think he's just this big, outgoing prankster, and then he does an audio like this where he's much more reserved, but he's intense. He's like an enigma. I love him to pieces. I love Question. Anyway, okay, then we have Greggy Ladd 1. He gave us his version of Begging You to Beg Me on his birthday. Mm-hmm. He gave that to us, and it was a great gift. Whoa, was it a good gift.
Woo. Yeah. Well, happy birthday. I know it's a little late, yeah. But, you know, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, he has another one of those voices that Raven tends to really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It would be hard for him to go wrong. Is that about accurate?
Pretty much. But that's not saying that anything... That's not saying anything about his take on the piece. I mean, I wouldn't have liked it if he had done a shitty recording.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't have.
You would not have noticed if he had done...
I would have, too. He did a great job.
He did.
He did. He was soft and breathy. You know, Greggy is quickly becoming a board favorite because on top of being hot stuff, hot stuff, he's a really nice guy. And you can hear in this audio, you can hear this little twinge of shyness, like he was hesitating to tell this woman these things. But then again, he just had to make her understand. He came off very sweet and very needy.
Yeah, and that's a good thing for this.
Yes, yes. It worked very well. And then we have Wiley Casanova. Now, I love the way Wiley does poetry. Mm-hmm. He is so unique.
Unique. When's the last time you talked to your mama?
That wasn't Southern.
No, but it had an edge of Southern.
If I was going to say unique in a Southern accent, it would be unique.
Yeah, that's true.
Unique, not nake. Unique.
That is true. Okay.
Anyway, Wiley Casanova, he kind of plays with the meter and the caesura of the poem that he reads.
Okay, now you have to say what caesura means.
A caesura is a complete pause in a poem. And he puts them in where you might not expect them to be. And it really works for him. I can get totally immersed in whatever Wiley does because of that sexy voice and because of the way I find myself sort of following him as he does this little dance around the poem. I love him. I love him.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he must have posted Begging You to Beg Me at an off time or something like that because he didn't get any comments on this post. And I think Tark posts something on every one of that she record.
That every one recorders. Of the people that records her scripts. Yeah, yeah. I bet she didn't even realize he recorded it because she's really good about that. So I'm sure it was just an oversight. So Wiley, you did a great job. Everyone needs to go and listen and show Wiley some love here because he is a treat to listen to. He really did a good job. He deserves comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have Burn Doggy. I think Burn Doggy is one of the deepest, he may be the deepest voice on GWA.
It's possible.
I wonder if he sings.
Yeah, not everyone realizes that certain scripts can end in a question. Well, Burn Doggy caught on to that, and he made it sound even needier and more desperate for that.
Yeah, like he was more desperate for. Good job, Burn Doggy. He had a unique take on the poem, and he conveyed a lot of emotion in his reading.
Yeah.
A lot of emotion.
Okay.
Then we have Tonal Resonance. I said it right this time. I said Resonance last time. Tonal Resonance. I'm Begging You to Beg Me was his first GWA post. And what a post it was. He can beg me any day of the week. He sounded so wonderfully desperate.
Yeah, he really made good use of his breath, like you were saying.
Yeah.
You know, his emphasis for what it was.
As emphasis for what he was saying.
Thank you. Yeah.
I've heard other audios do that too. You know, they're worried about their being too breathy, but that often adds to the feel of the piece that they're doing. And this is one of those cases. It really highlighted his desperation and his need. So great job, Tonal Resonance. And then we have Tiggle Bitties. This is another seductress who was in complete control the entire time. She knew exactly how to make the object of her desire ache for her. Using that sexy, sultry voice of hers. She took her time. She made every word count. She sounded so coy and teasing.
Yeah, Raven has her deep-voiced guys that get her all revved up. I've got voices like Tig's. You know, sultry, smooth, and sensual. It gets me every time.
It gets me too. Man, the ladies are kicking ass and taking names with this script. They came to play. So, great job, Tig. You blew us both away. Okay, now, gotta pause right here for a minute. There are a few people who recorded the script for me.
Yeah.
Now, let me explain. And no one better laugh at me. Nobody laugh at me. I am very, very superstitious.
Very.
Very. And I have had tragedy and misfortune befall me regarding the number 13 so many times in the past. I'm not making this up. And if you've been keeping count, at this point, we've talked about 13 versions of the script. And that was all there was. So I freaked out.
And she's right. I always used to have good Friday the 13th. That was, I was looking forward to them because I always had a good day. And then I met Raven. And all that changed. Her evil tramped all over my good. So now I kind of hate the number 13 just about as much as she does.
Okay, so anyway, I thought to myself, who would most likely do me a solid and record the script for me so it would be 14? If not 13, at least 14. And I came up with this short list of four likely lovely people. But I had no idea who was online, who wasn't going to be online for a couple of days. I didn't know. So I asked them all to record the script. I figured maybe one, or if I was really lucky, two, would do me the favor and record it for me. And you know, all four of them recorded. Guys, I love you all. You're amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yeah, the first person who answered my desperate call was Suplex Lemon. His tone of voice is...
Yeah, he has a certain cockiness to his voice that Raven just loves.
That's not it.
Oh, okay. Describe that chuckle without using the word cocky. I dare you.
That's not fair. That's not fair at all.
So, do I have a good point? Can you honestly describe it without using the word cocky?
Self-assured or confident.
Which are synonyms for...
Moving on.
Uh-huh.
Moving on. Uh-huh. He didn't sound desperate at first. But when he did put that little bit of desperation in his voice, he ended up sounding like he was teasing me because of how badly I wanted him.
Like I said, cocky. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, mind you, but there really is no other word for him regarding this.
This one, yeah. Well, then he whispered the last line, and my ovaries exploded.
Yeah, we're gonna have to find you another pair of ovaries here pretty soon.
I'm serious; they explode often, especially when Lemon is concerned. Holy fucking hotness, Lemon! Jeez. Woo. Anyway, then my darling, the guy that brings out my inner cougar. Yeah. Bad Robot 52. I could just picture him doing this audio. I could just picture him totally in love with the person he was talking to. So eager to touch her again that he couldn't stand to wait any longer. And he didn't rush it. He put in lots of sincerity and emotion in his reading. And he made me want to do some naughty things to him. Beg me some more, baby.
Yeah, he often makes you want to do naughty things to him.
He's so young and sweet and so corruptible.
When's the last time you talked to your mama?
Oh, shut up. So corruptible. I could teach him
Mama
so
lives
much.
In Mississippi.
Yes, Mama lives in Mississippi, and I tend to break out with the accent. He's making fun of me because I've sounded a bit southern here at the end. It's because I'm tired.
No, those are feet.
Oh, shut up. No, anyway, you're bad
tired
robot.
That, you know, tired that hush, hush, black hush. Things on your feet.
Bad robot. He did a great job with this piece. I think begging might be his niche. He sounds... Oh, my God. Listen to the audio. Listen to the audio. You'll see what I mean. Bad robot. My goodness.
Bad robot. Bad.
No, not bad. Good. Good oh, robot. Okay. Good. Okay. The third person to help me...
Well, sometimes bad is good.
Pay attention.
Oh, I am paying attention.
The third person helped
paying
me
a
was,
lot of attention.
Was the lovely Lottie Squeaks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This was the one I had to force myself not to listen to right away when she recorded it. I wanted to hear it for the first time when we were taking notes for the show. But when she posted it, she told me in PM too, she said she was really missing her Shadow Gent, and this hit really close to home. Oh my God, when I listened, I almost started crying with her. She meant every word she said, and she broke my heart.
She did.
Yeah.
And it's audios and people
mm-hmm.
like this that make deciding on one scene stealer so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you lose yourself in listening to this heart-wrenching beauty and forget that you're supposed to be choosing a favorite out of so many good performances.
I know. Lottie, all of our love is headed your way and the Shadow Gent's way. We miss him around here, and we hope that you two can get through this distance that you've got going on right now so you can get back to the fun-loving couple that you really are. So all the hugs and snuggles for you, girl. And her take on this, on the audio, her take on I'm begging you to beg me, listen with tissues, because she is going to break your heart like she broke ours.
Yeah. Now we move on to one of your other guys. Vindicator, 1988.
Oh, yes. Damn it, boy. He was into it. Oh, my God. He was into it.
Yeah, and the intensity built and rose further as he went along.
Yeah. He made me pay attention. You know, like you thought about Cherie Tart, I was thinking, why the hell would I resist that? I don't want to resist that. Do you want me to beg you, Vindicator? I'll fucking beg you. Damn it. Please? Please? Hell, I get down on my knees for you, baby. But then again, I think you'd rather be the one down there on your knees, because then you'd be closer to my cute little toes. He is so much fun to tease, and it's partially because he gets that intense when you rev him up. I just adore that man. I adore him. He was so good. He did such a good job. Oh, wow. Good job, Vindicator. Now, there was a fifth person who I contacted, not to record the script, but to verify. I told him that you know, he didn't have to verify, but if he did, we could talk about him in the show. And he did verify. And I'm not sure if it was because I asked him, just because I asked so sweetly, or if he just decided to verify, but I appreciate it one way or the other. And that's Nacho Kenobi. What do you think of his username?
How could I not like it? A great snack and a Star Wars reference.
If you say so.
Uh-huh.
If you say so. I don't do cheese, and Star Wars is okay.
Sacrilege! Sacrilege!
Yeah, yeah. Please forward all nerdy hate mail to shutthehellupilikestartrekbetter@gmail.com.
Well, you could always give him your boyfriend's email.
He's a huge Star Wars fan. He picks on me about not liking it, too.
Yeah, you're right. He gets enough hate mail as it is.
Not really. He really doesn't get a whole lot of hate mail. He doesn't.
On second thought,
maybe he should. Maybe I should send the hate mail his way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe so. Okay, anyway, Nacho Kenobi.
I could mention why, but,
Shut up. No, be nice. Nacho Kenobi. Back to him.
Ah, okay. Yeah, he did a great job on this. He put a lot of emotion behind it.
Yes. He used, I think, just the right combination of gritty and breathy. He was very intense, but he was sort of menacingly so, you know, menacingly intense. There was a definite air of danger in this audio, a very unique take on it.
Yeah, you were doing some squirming around when you were listening to this.
Maybe a little. Okay. Like I said, he had that, just that hint of danger, sort of like a predator asking his prey to want to get caught. It was hot. Yeah. Okay, so now comes the most difficult part of this segment.
Yeah.
Picking our scene stealers.
Yeah, and I guess I'm going to have to go first since you went first last week.
Okay, who do you pick?
This was a hard week. It still is a hard week. And it didn't get any easier after we listened to all of them.
No, I'm sure it didn't. No. Didn't for me.
I do have two that stuck out in my mind most, so I'm having a really hard time deciding between the two.
Okay.
One because I just love her voice, and the other because it's hard to ignore real emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to cheat once again. I'm going to go with the vote for Tiggle Bitties and Lottie Squeaks.
Again? Really? I have agonized over trying to pick just one, and now you pull this shit?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, that's it. I'm going with my heart and my gratitude, and I'm choosing Suplex Lemon, Bad Robot 52, Lottie Squeaks, and Vindicator 1988. They all stole the scene and my heart for helping me out when I asked them.
Really? Four? You pulled this last time.
You cheated first. It's your fault. That's my vote. Well, and Falkenstein.
And you talk about me cheating.
Honorable mention?
I don't think it's his honor that you want to mention.
Maybe not.
By the way, in the comments, Tonal Resonance. Hey, I said it right.
Yes.
Tonal Resonance did the script because you asked him to do it too.
Oh my God, you're right. He wasn't part of my last minute desperate plea for help, but he did acquiesce to my request. So, okay, tonal resonance 2. Yep, tonal resonance
2. How did I know you were going to do that? You might as well just pick them all.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me.
Tempt.
Yes. Okay, that's it for this episode. Let me take this opportunity to encourage you to get in on our next episode. We will be featuring Tatterjack Scripts Sunset, with the one told from the male point of view, and Midnight, told from the female point of view. These are not scripts for the faint of heart, but they are amazing. So far we've only had one lady take on Midnight, and she was great. That was Playful Little One. So, if you'd like to challenge your acting skills as well as be on the next episode of Up and Coming, give one of those a try. The links will be provided with this post. Mm-hmm. As we've said before, your feedback and suggestions will make this podcast your podcast. This is our gift to the GWA community, and it is a labor of love. So if you love it, let us know. Thank you to everyone who has left comments and sent PMs. Keep them coming. Showing interest is making this a very, very worthwhile endeavor for us. So thanks, and see you next time.